It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Show, an in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
Good morning and welcome to the Coach's Show. Track and field, soccer, and football on the menu today on the Coach's Show. Joining us now is Jefferson City Jays and Lady Jays track and field coach Melvin Myers. It's the Licklider Relays at Atkins Stadium today. Coach, this is a big event, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. And we renamed the meet this year to honor Coach Licklider, and we're hoping we have good weather, and I think it's going to be a good day.
You have a lot of schools coming in from all over the state. Plus, I think you have a team or two from outside the state of Missouri as well, don't you?
Yes, sir. We got East St. Louis coming. They came to this meet many years. They're coming from outside the state. We got some teams from down in southwest Missouri. And we got the team coming, which Nixa, I believe it is. And we got a team coming from the Boot Hill, Malden. We got some other teams. It's going to be an exciting day.
On your schedule, is this one of those places where you gauge where you're at as far as your track and field is concerned after today, kind of a gauge as to what has transpired so far and what you need to get done in the next month before districts?
Yeah, it really is for us this year because with the state of the way things are, we weren't able to go to some places. So this is kind of the first meet where we're actually competing for something, where you can actually win a trophy. So it's going to be something I've been telling the kids kind of let us know where we need to go so we can kind of get something going and kind of snowball it going forward into districts. And next week we have our first ever conference, all conference meet. So this is a good test for us this week.
You know, the state track and field championships in May will be back at Atkins Stadium. Of course, last year the spring sports were canceled due to the pandemic. The year before, they were not able to be held at Atkins Stadium due to the tornado. So it returns to Atkins Stadium in Jefferson City. And you take a look at what you have today in a one-day event and what they will be doing this year as far as the state track and field championships are concerned, with each class having their own day as far as activities are concerned. And this has kind of a state track and field championship feel to it today, doesn't it?
Yeah, the only difference that we'll have at the state meet is we're going to have prelims and finals. They aren't going to have that at the state meet this year. But everything else, there's going to be some fast kids, some kids we'll see in a month, so right back here.
Tell me a little bit about what has transpired so far as your schedule is concerned. First of all, let's take a look at the Jefferson City Jays. What has transpired so far in the schedule, and tell me who's doing well for you right now.
Well, we started our meet like we usually do, going against Elias, and Big Rolla came down here. And then we went against Hannibal. And we had some kids out against that meet, which is going to be that way. I think this year, just keeping everyone healthy is important. We went down to Springfield, and I thought the kids competed well. We have a young junior that's going to be really good for us, and he's kind of banged up a little bit. His name is Tommy Rail. He had a pretty good cross country season. We have a newcomer in our throws group that I'm really excited about, Bryson Briggs. He had a good football season, and I got him to come out this year, and he's doing pretty good right now. In our sprint group, having David Bethune back has been really a key. He's again, person coming off really successful winter season in football. Parker Gorley is looking to help us out, and he's been doing really good in the hurdles. We have him all over the place. He hurdles, he pole vaults, he triple jumps, and he high jumps. So he's having a pretty good season so far. A newcomer named OB Archibong is helping us out in the middle distance. Our middle distance has been one of our strong groups. We have a kid named Jimmy Knoll, who's a senior this year, who's having a really good season. Let's see, going down here.
Well, you mentioned just a minute ago, you're pretty strong in the middle distance events, aren't you?
Yeah, on our boys' side, I think that's one of our strong suits. I'm excited about them. Keeping them healthy is going to be a key.
All right, let's switch over to the Lady Jays. Tell us a little bit more about them.
Well, our ladies, I'm expecting a lot out of them this year. We have a lot back. We're kind of young in our throws group, but our sprint group is really strong. There's some girls you're going to see at the state meet. Rakayla Blackman's having a really good year in the hurdles. Dejanae Dawson, these names, they've been around for a while because they've been competing on our varsity level since their freshman year. She's having a good year also. Azina Opara having a really good year. Let's see, we have a newcomer, twins, the Hammond twins, Megan and McKenzie. They're going to help us out in other events. We have a newcomer, Riley Schoenhart. Sorry about that. She's going to be helping us out in sprints and the hurdles. Let's make sure I don't leave anyone off. Alicia Thuroff, she didn't get to have a season last year. She's a sophomore, which, you know, it's really exciting when these kids get to run because they didn't get to last year.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a really good season.
You know, it's interesting because you talked about it from the standpoint that they didn't have a season last year. The spring sports were canceled due to the pandemic. So sophomores or freshmen. So you really have two classes of freshmen as far as your track and field is concerned, don't you?
Yeah, and I kind of know. Here's what I've noticed from not having a season last year is even the juniors, they didn't get to watch the seniors lead.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, everyone's trying to figure out how to be leaders, and people that didn't compete last year, they're still freshmen. Like you said, if they were sophomores, they're freshmen. Everyone's bumped back a year. So, but we're coming along. People are figuring it out. So I think that, you know, I'm excited about us. We're still kind of unknown because, again, like not having a year last year, I didn't really know what we'd have coming back in this year. And I'm on the boys' side, the girls' side, I knew we'd be strong at some pieces. So I'm proud how the kids are working, and I think they're ready to get going and first see our first meet where we're actually going to be competing for something, because we've had other meets so we haven't even. We went to Springfield. You play for medals, but you don't play for a trophy.
Right.
This is the first time. The last time we had this meet, the boys and girls won it together. So we're hoping to have the same thing today.
Are you pleased with the numbers that you have out with your track and field teams, especially when you didn't have a season last year?
Yeah, I kind of beat the hall. And, you know, with the split, last year I had about, I'd say, before we shut down, I had about, I want to say, maybe 130 out. You know, we're going to start kind of seeing what the numbers are going to be like with us both. I think this year we started out with about 110, whatever. I'm happy with them. I kind of get after the kids, kind of try to tell them that there's something for everybody in track and field. There's events, there's jumping events, running events, you know, middle distance events, sprinting. So there's something you can find that you enjoy out here.
In terms of numbers, how many do you find are multi-sport athletes that run track and field or involved in the field events?
Most of all our kids, I feel, I only have maybe a handful that don't do other sports.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like during the off season, I don't really mess with them as much as you would. Like if you're in basketball, you kind of want them around. In ours, I kind of let them go and do their thing. Compete in other sports. I always want you out competing. I think that's the most important thing, competing. If you're competing in anything, that's going to help you in the next sport.
You know, with regards to the pandemic and not being able to have a season last year, there are some events that will be very difficult for an athlete to be involved on their own with no season to get ready for this year.
Yeah, like the pole vault.
Pole vault, yes, great example.
Yeah. The kids that do that are different types of kids anyway, because you got to be tough and you got to be mentally strong. And ours have came in and they want, you have to kind of run them off. They want to jump until you have to turn the lights on, which is good. So ours kind of, you know, we have some we're young in that area, but they're getting better. And like I've said over and over, I'm excited to see everyone on this team develop going forward.
You mentioned it. Next Saturday, I believe, at Sedalia Smith-Cotton is the Central Missouri Activities Conference track and field meet, and that will be a key one. There'll be a lot of great athletes there.
Yeah, we have a tough conference for track and field. I'm sure we can say that about every event, but track and field, you got some strong teams in there between us and Capital City and Elias and you got Smith-Cotton and then the Columbia schools. So, yeah, it's going to be fun to see. There's probably going to be some really good marks ran on that day.
We talked about no season last year. What was it like the first day of practice this year?
Looking at some faces, you have to remember who they are, because some of them I hadn't seen for a while, and some of them you hadn't seen before. It was I think the kids were excited to actually get to be doing this, because last year we made it to about 3 weeks in, and then the season was over. So, you know, you saw some excited faces, and hopefully they I think things are going good right now, so their chances are they're going to get to actually be back here and competing at the state meet is pretty high right now.
And as you well know, track and field, the schedule and the season is compacted, and before you know it, it's over. I think districts is less than a month away already.
Yeah, it's moving. You know, there's no messing around with our season. Once the meets start coming, then before you know it, it's district time, and then sectionals, and then season's over. We're having our banquet and looking forward to the next year. I mean, it's that quick.
And we talked about the state track and field championships being here in Jefferson State at Atkins Stadium. And you guys, your track and field program, very involved in that. I know you're very proud of that.
Yeah, and it's nice to have the kids have it here where, you know, it's a place that we practice every day and they feel comfortable. I think it's good for us. And I think the area helps out and helps it make it a wonderful meet. It's going to be a little different this year since we're going to have 5 different days, so. I think it'll be exciting for each class because it'll be kind of – it was like that the last state meet where we're all separate, but it'll be kind of neat here because everyone – it'll be smaller. You get to see more things, so it'll be good.
All right, it's the Lick Lighter Relays today at Atkins Stadium. When do we get started, Coach?
Well, running events will start at 10:30 and field events will start at 10, and hopefully the rain doesn't start all day and it just stays away, and we'll have a good day.
I know you're busy. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck today, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too. It's the Lick Lighter Relays at Atkins Stadium. As Coach said, starts right around 10 o'clock this morning. Joining us on the Coach's Show was Jefferson City Jays and Lady Jays track and field coach Melvin Myers, and we're back with more after the break.
Mowing on uneven ground is a pain in the back. If you're in pain after you mow, it's time to take a Ferris brand zero-turn mower for a test ride. Available at Tompkins Implement in Eldon. Ferris's multi-patented suspension technology reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis, and most importantly, your body. Find out what people are talking about with the revolutionary Ferris zero-turn mowers. Take a test ride today at Tompkins Implement, Highway 52 West in Eldon. Go to TompkinsImplement.com.
You'd think finding a job online would be easy. There's hundreds of job sites posting thousands of positions every day. But you still have to get lucky and hope that the perfect person reads your resume and picks you from the pile. Not anymore. MidMoHires.com makes finding your next career easier than ever. And the best part is, these are local companies looking for great local people like you. Click through the companies and categories that suit you best at MidMoHires.com. MidMoHires.com.
2021, in an almost submerged mid-Missouri, as citizens struggle to stay afloat, a horrible plan is hatched by the elusive Hailboy to destroy what remains of already ravaged roofs. Meanwhile, deep in the heart of Hailboy's headquarters.
This isn't hailstorm to behold. Shingles will be shattered, rooftops to be ravaged.
Hold that thought, Hailboy. A secretive silhouette has emerged from the shadows. It looks like the Great Panther! Always on the prowl in search of rooftops and siding in need of repair and replacement. Hail Boy has been had. Rooftops rejoice!
This is Greg A. Hodges, a.k.a. the Gray Panther. If you notice cracks or fading in your siding, you may need your roof inspected as well. But don't worry. If you've been hammered by Sergeant Storm's henchman, a.k.a. Hail Boy, send us a signal at HodgesMo.com or call 573-ROOFING.
Protecting patrons and installing high-quality, reliable roofing systems since 1976. HodgesMo.com.
Through the years, through good times and tough times, you learn to be resourceful, work hard, be independent. Nothing was easy, but it made you strong. You never asked for help, and you don't want to start now. Let Handyman Solutions ensure your safety and independence where you live so you don't have to, with the best quality home accessibility solutions the industry has to offer. You don't have to make do anymore. You've already paid your dues. You deserve to be safe at home. HandymanSolutions.org.
My name is Cornell Dillard. I was stubborn from getting a hearing aid because when a person finds out that you can't hear, they start talking loud. 2, they talk slow. I went years with hearing impairment, didn't realize what I missed out on. I went to hearing aid consultants, and they were the best move that I made. If you're having any problem, I definitely recommend that you go to those good folks.
Hearing aid consultants in AllMake Repair Lab. We are here for you today so you can hear tomorrow. Online at hearingaidconsultants.com.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
He's the new head football coach for the Capital City Cavaliers. We say good morning to Coach Joe Collier. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
This is an exciting time for you and for the Capital City Cavaliers football program, isn't it?
Oh, man. Very excited. Very excited. Can't wait to get going.
I was going to say, you have some time before the first game, but it's a situation, too, where you want to get started as soon as you possibly can.
Definitely. Like yesterday. So, there's no time for rest or kind of thinking about it. We had to be ready to go.
Let's step back and spend a moment with regards to what you did in terms of playing football before you became a coach. First of all, I think you played your high school football down in Florida, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Split time, really. Played a couple years in Tiffin, Georgia, but then I stayed in South Miami most of my life, and then moved to Georgia for a little bit, and then came back home to Homestead. So most of my playing, high school playing career was in Homestead.
And you went all the way across the country to play some college football at the beginning, didn't you?
Right. I went to junior college at COS, College of Sequoia, before going to Westminster.
Did you play at Westminster when Justin Peary was the quarterback?
Oh, yeah. That's a pride thing right there. You had Justin Peary, we had Scott Pingle and all those guys. Yep, fun on offense.
You won a
ball around, scored a lot of points.
I was going to say, you won a few ball games back then, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We kind of ran the table a little bit at that time.
Let's go back to high school football. Who had the biggest influence on you as far as playing the game, first of all?
We had a couple of linebackers and one in particular, James Burgess, that when I was a freshman in high school, he was a linebacker he was a very good football player and a very good wrestler. So I kind of, being a young football player, a young athlete, kind of looked up to him. But before him, it was some Homestead greats like Michael Barrow and Charles Lee and all those guys that ended up playing in the NFL. So kind of looked up to those guys as a young football player.
Mm-hmm. At what point in time when you were playing football, either on the high school level or the college level, did you think about maybe being a coach someday?
I know I wanted to be in education. So I know that it was a possibility that I would be able to coach. So I tried to, once I got in college, kind of try to figure out how that can happen. Really didn't think of the possibility of coaching, more so than being an educator.
What about as far as being a coach? Was there one person in particular that had a lot of influence with regards to that and wanting to become a coach?
Coach Bobby. Coach Bobby James, he was our defensive coordinator at Homestead, and I kind of watched him, and I kind of that's who I built my philosophy around. He loved us, but he was a hard nosed coach. He didn't take any crap from us. He gave it to us real. He was always very transparent with what he thought about your ability, and he pushed you. Even if you didn't think you can do it, Coach Bobby made you do it.
Uh-huh.
So he just really made you believe that you can get there, whatever it was on the field. So I try to be Coach Bobby, so to speak, and just make sure that, kids understand that, you can't limit yourself.
Hey, you talked about
You
talked about wanting to be in education. What will you be doing over at Capital City High School besides being the football coach over there?
I'll be a strength trainer. So I'll be the strength coach for all sports.
Okay. Coming from Columbia Rockbridge, you spent 16 years there. I think linebackers, coach, defensive coordinator for the Bruins, and they had quite a few during that stretch, that 16-year stretch, quite a few very good players on defense for the Bruins.
Oh, definitely. Definitely in that, and the current ones, Will Norris is at Mizzou right now. Martez Manuel is at Mizzou right now playing well for them. You know, man, we had Juwan Chambers that played for Lincoln that was pretty good. It was, you know, the list goes on, but, you know, Trey Millard,
right,
that ended up playing for Oklahoma. He played linebacker for us. Man, yeah, it was some great. It was some great. The list goes on when it comes to Rockbridge football and the guys that went on to do great things.
What'd you pick up at Rockbridge that's going to help you as a head football coach?
You know, just making sure that our athletes have what they need to be, you know, to be comfortable in school. Focus on education. And, you know, really saying yes to kids and really just helping provide the needs they, you know, and also helping them understand, you know, self-efficacy piece, making them believe in themselves or getting them to believe in themselves was big through the culture of Rockbridge and Rockbridge football. And I think, you know, I can take that with me to Capital City.
And I know you're excited about this situation because this is a head football coach job for you, and you're excited about that. And this is a relatively new program as far as the Capital City Cavaliers football program is concerned. This would be their second year on the varsity level. So it's kind of you and the football program will be growing together, won't it?
Definitely. You know, I spoke to those guys yesterday and just building rapport right now with them and, you know, helping them understand that we're still building culture and these guys are going to be the standard bearer of what's to come. And so we just got to be really, you know, really deliberate in how we handle that and moving forward and what legacy they're going to leave and what I'm going to leave. So we're looking to prove ourselves.
And your first football game is right around the corner, August the 27th. You guys will be in Warrensburg to take on the Tigers. And then first home game will be September the 3rd. It'll be a Central Missouri Activities Conference football game against Columbia Battle. Coach, August will be here before you know it.
Definitely. I look forward to it. I look forward to it. We're gonna get up and running here real soon.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to having you on the Coach's Show on Saturdays talking about the football game from the previous night and getting everybody set for next week's opponent. So appreciate your time this morning and have a good weekend.
My pleasure. Y'all have a great one.
Capital City Cavaliers head football coach Joe Collier on the Coach's Show. We're back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
Here we go. The games begin.
We know their games.
D.C. statehood was an issue that was raised in previous press briefings.
We know their playbook.
I don't remember this being a big issue in the campaign.
But he's here to clarify it all.
Maybe Puerto Rico's next.
Sean Hannity.
Well, that would be two Democratic senators in perpetuity, pretty much, considering that D.C. is the swamp. And that's the goal. And that's the power play.
The Sean Hannity Show, weekdays at 2 on News Radio, KWOS.
I can't abide fake food. In the old Midwest, there was no such thing. Then the world went and got itself in a big darn hurry, which led to more fake food than genuine. But there's still one convenience store where they actually shape real meat patties by hand and cook them to order. That's Speedy B's Convenience Store. It's the only place I know of where you get the real burgers from scratch without neglecting that big darn hurry we talked about. Speedy B's. Fresh burgers, cold beer, clean bathrooms.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
As we mentioned in the first half hour, it's the Lick Lighter Relays today at Atkins Stadium, and joining us is Helias Crusaders and Lady Crusaders track and field coach Phil Pitch. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Well, this is a great event today, isn't it?
It really is. It's, you know, something that growing up in Jeff City and being around Jeff City for a long time, you always followed. I'm really excited to get the opportunity to take part in it today.
Longtime football coach at Helias. You also were an assistant baseball coach. You were the track and field coach. This is actually your first year. It should have been last year, but because there wasn't a season last year, you are the new head track and field coach at Helias.
That is correct. You know, I've really, really enjoyed it. It's been lots of fun. You know, I get a chance to work with a different group of kids and a different group of coaches, and it's been really exciting and fun and something that I didn't think I would enjoy as much as I have. It's been really good.
You have a good staff with you too, don't you?
I really do, and that's helped out a lot. I mean, a lot of coaches who have been on the track staff at Helias and people who have been head track coaches before, and they've really helped me as we progress through the season, know exactly what I'm supposed to do and where I'm supposed to be and what I'm, you know, what we need to work on at practice. And it's been a true benefit for us and for me specifically.
What draws you to track and field as far as a head coach is concerned?
I just really like being around kids and just get a chance to coach kids up and get to have them work on, you know, different aspects of their athleticism. And, you know, I got a lot of time working on a lot of these things in the weight room when it came to football, working on speed development and getting quicker and faster. And you know, they always say bigger, faster, stronger, and that's part of it for track too. We've just got to get stronger and we've got to get faster. And it was a wonderful opportunity for me to do something different and to give something back to Elias in a different way.
When you take a look at the entire program, how many of the athletes that you have in track and field are multi-sports athletes?
A lot, almost all of them. You know, track is a sport where a lot of people they want to run track, they want to do track so that they can become faster for this for another sport, for a different sport. So we have so many athletes who are doing different things or that they do other sports at Elias, and I think that's really good. Track is a sport where it can benefit you in another sport, and you get the chance to compete and get better individually. And I think it's really brought a lot to the table. Now we got to keep doing a better job of getting more kids out and recruiting more kids to come play, and that's something that we'll work on. But you know, the ones that we have right now, they're working hard and they're getting better.
You know, as the football coach over at Elias, the defensive coordinator, do you find that a number of the football players come out for track and field in the spring?
We've got some, and that's exciting. We still need to get more. We're going to keep on working on getting that done. The two sports just go hand in hand very well because, you know, it allows you to get your weightlifting in, allows you to get faster, and to work on a lot of things that are going to help you on the football field. So, and then we've got throwers, and I think again we've got some great ones out this year, and I'm, you know, we're excited about that, but we've still got to keep trying to grow the program and even get more of them to come out in the future.
You want to put your signature, obviously, on the program. What changes, or did you make any changes when you started?
I think a couple of things that we're trying to focus on are we're making the weight room a really big portion of what we do. You know, you can't just sit there and run 1,000 sprints all day. So we're getting our work in on the track, but also making sure that we get into the weight room and build the strength and build the muscles that we need to build to be a faster athlete or a higher jumper or you know, a better thrower. So that's one of the things that I've really tried to focus on. And then just continue to keep focusing on the team aspect of track. And it's a very individual sport. And a lot of people look at, you know, what are my times or what are my individual times, but I want to just keep building the team portion of it and do things that are bettering the team. You know, maybe run an extra event or take part in this relay as well, so that our team can be a little bit more successful. So those are the two of the things that I'm trying to focus on the most this season.
You know, track and field's kind of parallel to wrestling. Wrestling's an individual sport, and yet it's a team sport.
Yeah, that's correct. And I was sitting there the other day trying to work on some ideas and thoughts of how to better that aspect on our track team. And I thought, well, I want to talk to Weston Kelleher. And just because they have things that they have to do to it. It's an individual sport with a team score, with a team aspect. And we have to do a good job of making sure that all of our athletes realize that and that, you know, they don't just get caught in their little group or in their little event, that we've got other things going on within the entire track. And an entire track meet that are really cool and interesting to watch as well. So those are things that we want to keep getting better on each and every year.
Tell me about the experience the first day of practice, because you are the new head track coach at Elias, and of course there was not a season last year due to the pandemic. What was the first practice like?
It was, you know, I said it was exciting. You know, there's still something that just kind of lights me up and probably lights all coaches up, and just that fire that burns inside of you. You get an opportunity to put your stamp on something or get an opportunity to have an effect on a kid that maybe you don't or haven't had an effect on before because you didn't get a chance to coach them. So just really exciting and looking forward to each and every day and what can we bring to the table today or what can we do today to maybe reach this set of kids or to make this, you know, set of kids realize their potential. And those are things that have been the most fun this season.
You really have two classes of freshmen because the sophomores didn't get to be involved in track and field last year. So the freshmen and the sophomores are basically one huge class of freshmen as you start the season.
We've talked about that a lot this year about how, you know, we have a whole, and our team is, we have way more freshmen and sophomores than we do juniors and seniors. And mm-hmm. most of our team, almost three quarters of our team, had never participated in a track meet, a high school track meet. When we went into our first one this season, and that's a lot. There's been a whole lot of learning experiences, like how do you get ready for this event, how do you switch between these two events, or how do you make sure you're warmed up. And I think those are a lot of things that we've had to learn this year, not just with a group of freshmen, like I said, but with a group of sophomores as well. And it's been a challenge, but it's also been exciting just to kind of see them learn something almost each and every day they're out there.
Numbers in the program, are you happy with those?
We've got 48 boys out, and I feel pretty good about the boys. We want to keep continuing to grow our boys program and get more kids out, and we'll do that. On the girls side, we only have 23. And we need to grow the girls program. We need to keep getting these girls out. We need to talk to the basketball coaches and talk to the volleyball coaches and talk to the basketball and volleyball and softball coaches and really just try to convince these girls that we can help them get better in those sports. And the good thing is that, you know, Coach Kelly Fick and Coach Garrett Wiggins and Coach Dave Harris and I are all really good friends. And I'm going to keep working with those programs just to keep growing our girls' side as well, because I think that's something that we can do.
Do you think the numbers were affected any way by what happened last year?
I do. We had more kids out last year who are really, really excited to try track, and just not getting to have that track season and go through that experience has made it you know, more difficult for them to come out this year, or even just easier for them, you know, to not do track because they didn't have it last year. And I think that's something that we're feeling, but like I said, it'll come back and we'll keep working through it. And just, like I said, just keep talking to the kids and being infectious and making them want to be around your program and making your program something they want to do. And those are the things that we'll be able to build over time.
Now you take a look at your schedule and you've had a very good start, haven't you?
We really have. I've been really impressed. Like I said, the kids that we have are competing each and every day, and they're loving it, and they want to go out there, and they're asking me, like, hey, where's our team at? How's our team fitting into the standings? They're not just worried about, hey, where am I at individually? And it's really been cool to see. And I've been really excited with the way that they're going about their day each and every meet and competing for PRs and realizing that if they get a personal record, and now that means more points for our team. And it's been cool to see that growth in our program.
Yeah, you take a look at it from the standpoint, I think the Blair Oaks Invitational, the St. Francis Borgia Invitational, Old Settlement Invitational at St. Genevieve, and Invitational down in Camdenton. So you've been a number of places, haven't you?
We have. And like I said, those first three ones, our boys were able to win those first three ones, and then we got to Camdenton, and it was a really good experience for our track team to see what type of teams we're going to compete against at the district level, at the sectional level. And I think it was so eye-opening and so great for us in terms of a learning experience. I think you're going to really see us take off from that experience, because we talked about it the next day about how you can learn from all of those experiences and learn from all of those things. And I think our kids are really trying to buy into that.
Tell me a little about the Crusaders track and field team. Tell me who's having a good season so far, and then we'll switch over and talk about the Lady Crusaders next.
You know, on the boys' side, you know, it starts with one of our seniors, Dominic Chrysostomo. Dom is one of those kids that you just always root for. He's a great kid, does everything right. He pushes himself, he pushes his teammates, and he broke the school record in our pole vault the other day, and I'm so happy for him. He was so excited, and his dad coaches the pole vaulters for us, and his brother's on the team, and it was a really cool experience. So I think we always got to start talking when we talk about Tom, but he's one of the kids that has really made, because he does four events. He doesn't just say, I want to focus on the pole vault. He said, Coach, put me in some relays, put me in some open races, because I know I can help our team, and he's done that, and that's been so cool to see. So we got him. Other guys that are scoring, Noah Voss is a distance runner for us. Peyton Kirchhoff is a distance runner for us. And those guys, you know, they compete each and every day, and they're doing the same thing, put me in some more events. And those distance runners, that's tough, you know, to run a whole bunch of distance events in a day, but they're doing it, and they're scoring points for our team. Ethan Wilson's another distance runner that's really pushed us and done some really good things for us. On the sprint side, I'm really happy with Jacob Landigan, a football player. He's come out and done a good job. Alex Clement, Damon Johans have come out for us from the football team, and they're doing a good job. Grant Mellaway. So like I said, we've got a whole bunch of Landon Helsher, Matthew Malmstrom helping us in the hurdles. So I'm really, really excited to see a lot of our different kids on the boys' side and how that team is fitting together.
How about the Lady Crusaders?
Micah Edwards. I've got her. She's on the basketball team, and she's a great basketball player. But each and every week, you know, she's scoring in the 100, 200, 400 in the relays, and it's really cool to watch her compete. She's been really fun to watch in the sprints, and I think she's somebody that can score points for us at the state meet next month. Skylar Phillips is also one of the girls that we've gotten multiple events, scoring in the pole vault, does some sprints, does long jumping. Another girl that we're, you know, going to lean on to score some points for us in the postseason. Tori Schmidt, another sophomore volleyball player that we put in multiple events, and she's another girl that's going to score for us. And then we look on the distance side. You've got Riley Yeagers, Ava Morrissey. And then our only senior girl, Natalie Shaloup. She's the only senior that we have on the girl side. And then in our throws, I'm really, really happy with Alice Stieferman. She's scoring points for us at every meet, and she's ranked right now in our district and our sectional, so I think she's got a chance to make it to state. So I'm really, really excited about those girls as well.
Talked about districts being less than a month away. When you take a look at your schedule, you have the Licklider Relays today at Atkins Stadium. Is this a gauge for you as far as where you are at and where you need to be?
I think the way we've talked to our team is it's a wonderful opportunity for CS. How do we stack up with even some of these bigger schools and some of these athletes from these bigger schools? And can we go out there and compete against those athletes and those schools? And if we can do that, that should give us nothing but confidence as we move through the season. And then next week when we got the CMAC conference meet, you're talking about another – I mean, there are so many schools in our conference that are so good at track.
Yep.
And it's just wonderful opportunities for us, for our kids, to build that confidence and belief in themselves that they can compete and that they're going to compete. And that's going to do nothing but help us come district time.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. I know you're busy. It's right around the corner as far as the relays are concerned. Good luck today. Appreciate your time.
As always, Kevin, love talking to you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. Have a good weekend. Elias Crusaders and Lady Crusaders, track and field coach Phil Pitts on the Coach's Show, back with more after the break.
Success comes from doing great work, and doing great work comes from loving what you do. As a sales executive with Zimmer Communications, helping local businesses grow, being surrounded by talented, creative people who love their job is just part of why you'll love yours. This rewarding position offers base pay with bonus pool, commission, and potential for a signing bonus.
Grow your career this year with Zimmer Communications. Email your resume to sales@zrgmail.com or apply online at zimmercommunications.com.
Leslie Davis with Keller Williams Realty has a pop quiz for you. What do you get when you have record low interest rates and record high property demand? You get the perfect time to sell or buy a home. Buyers, you can save thousands of dollars by taking advantage of low interest rates. And with low inventory, sellers can get top dollar for their home. These favorable conditions won't last forever. The question is, do you want to benefit before they're gone? Call Leslie Davis, Keller Williams Realty. Use Leslie's 26 years of experience. JeffCityRealEstate.com.
Gary Nolan on Hodges Roofing and Siding.
My wife and I are downsizing the house. People came out and inspected it and said, we got hail damage on the roof, so I called Greg Hodges. I knew I was going to call Greg because I'd already spoken to his competitors and they told me how good he was. Greg was terrific. Came out, walked the roof, told us what was wrong. He went up and inspected it, and then he called and dealt with the insurance company for us. Then they did the roof, and it looks beautiful. It's the best looking roof on the entire street. They were quick, they were fast, and they cleaned up. I mean, when they left, the only sign that they were there was that beautiful roof. I would recommend Greg Hodges to anybody. I expected a long back and forth, and Hodges Roofing handled everything. It was just quick and easy.
This is the Gray Panther, Greg A. Hodges, keeping friends and family safe under higher quality roof systems since 1976.
Hodges Roofing and Siding, home of the Gray Panther. Call 573-ROOFING or send a signal to HodgesMo.com.
Welcome back to the final round of Air Conditioner Trivia. I'm your host, AC You Later. Today's final round question. The most common reason air conditioners fail when it's hot and humid. Your answer, Carl.
What is lack of maintenance?
You are correct.
Uncomfortable. At AirServe, we believe the air in which you live and breathe should be comfortable and clean. Right now, for a limited time, we're offering a $20 discount on our air conditioner tune-ups, so you can relax and be comfortable all summer long. Go to AirServe.com and schedule your appointment today.
I'm Department of Public Safety Director Sandy Karsten. In Missouri, we care about victims of crime. We support Missouri victims and their families, domestic violence shelters, victim advocates, and now we've launched Missouri's Protection Program for victims and witnesses of violent crime. Join us for the Missouri Crime Victim Rights Ceremony on April 22nd at the Capitol. For details, go to dps.mo.gov.
This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Public Safety.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. We are joined now by Helias Lady Crusaders head soccer coach Jay Hebenheimer. It's the second day of the Helias Shootout. 10 games, 2 fields. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Boy, this is a good shootout, isn't it?
It's grown into something really kind of special for local area. Big teams coming. I have 11 teams in this year. We're looking to grow it next year, maybe try to turn it into a two-bracket tournament with 16 teams. So lots of quality soccer happening at Helias this weekend with teams like Eureka, Ozarks in, Sykeston's in. Cape Notre Dame is up from Girardeau, St. James out of Lenexa, Kansas. It's a great weekend for soccer, and we're thankful to have it.
It takes some time and effort to put something like this together, doesn't it?
It really does. It'll start tomorrow, right? As soon as it's done, we'll be reaching out to those coaches and ADs asking if they're interested in coming back, and then we look to grow it and make it just a little bit bigger if we can.
All right, talk to me about your win last night over St. Francis Borgia, 1-0.
It was a nice, close game. Borgia always comes in hard, and they're very fast and organized up top. My defensive line played very strong last night. We had, in my opinion, a better run of possession and had some opportunities that we just couldn't get finished on. But Izzy and Caroline got it done for us there in the second half, and we just kind of held on to the end.
Yeah, Caroline McKern gets the game-winning goal for you last night, doesn't she?
Oh, she absolutely does. She's in the right spot at the right time more often than not. She's really, and I can move her. I move her inside and outside. She's just very flexible and knows how to finish the ball. So she got one in for us last night. And then Izzy Lubert, don't have to say too much about her. She's everywhere. She does most of our play goes through Izzy. She understands the game at a high level, and she's good at picking out those targets when she's making those runs in the corners.
She's having a very good year for you, isn't she?
Oh boy, yeah, she's something special. You know, as a coach, you're lucky to get a player like Izzy to come through every 10 years, and luckily enough, I have her, and she's great. Players make the players around them better, and with her on the field, she really helps elevate everyone's game.
We talked about the fact that you had 10 games in this shootout, 5 yesterday, 5 today, and you're playing on artificial surfaces, so really, as long as you don't have a downpour, you're going to be able to play soccer even if it rains a little bit.
Absolutely. Rained on us all last night. It was just a steady drizzle for most of the evening, which makes, you know, it changes the game a bit. It makes for a little scrappier game. The ball skips and slides on that turf. But the fact is we get games in, and we don't have to, you know, I used to be a grass guy all the way, grass, but since I've been on turf for the last few years now, you know, like you said, with weather and things like that, especially in the girls' season in the spring where rain's so prevalent, we don't normally worry about that unless there's lightning, and then it's just, you know, a half-hour rain delay until the lightning's gone, and then we just keep going.
One of the things, too, that I like about this shootout, and I find it intriguing, is the fact that Eureka was here yesterday and St. James Academy out of Kansas will be here today.
Absolutely. The shootout's more just, you know, an opportunity to get regular season games in a weekend in a one or two game setting. And the beauty of this is, you know, as we were setting this up, like we talked earlier, we allowed teams to kind of pick their opponents, you know. So Rockbridge yesterday wanted to play Cape Notre Dame because Scott, that's his dad's program, so it's really just kind of an interesting dynamic we have. There, you know, it's a shootout, but you know, more so, it's just regular season games and teams. And because we're so centrally located, we could get teams from just about anywhere to come in, and schools get games that they're not normally used to seeing. And like I said, it's just exciting. And you can come in for one game, you can come in for two. If we needed it, we could have played 3 games if we wanted to this weekend, and got 3 regular season games out of the way in a weekend. So it's a great format, and it's a great time, and it's great soccer.
You know, today at the soccer field, games at noon, 2, and 4 at the football field, noon and 2 p.m. Your game at 4 p.m. will be at the soccer field against St. James Academy out of the state of Kansas. You are 6-3 on the season. Tell me about your club.
We're young. We have great upper-class leadership, but I only have 6 between my juniors and seniors. I have 3 juniors and 3 seniors, and they help lead the way, but we are very young. I'm filled out by the rest as sophomores and freshmen. I started 3 freshmen last night, so it's an exciting time for Helias Soccer. We're building and growing. The future's bright. We got strong classes coming in, so right now we're playing, I wouldn't say our best soccer. We're trying to get our wheels under us and find out who we are. So we're still putting those puzzle pieces together as far as who's playing where and where they fit in. And last night was just a little bit more of that experiment, trying to figure out where those players are most comfortable, where they're most effective, and where they can help us do the most damage.
It's not where you stop, it's where you finish, right?
Absolutely, and that's what I tell these girls. You know, these games. Now we're in the conference this year, so there are regular season games that absolutely do mean something. But in my mind, most regular season games are just to help get ready for those postseason games and those opponents you're going to see at the end of the season. So you know, game 1 through 21 is helping you get ready, and then after that, let's see if those games helped us prepare for what we needed to prepare for, and can we make a deep run in the postseason?
I looked at a couple of quick numbers last night. I believe in your 6 wins, you have 5 shutouts. Is that correct?
We do. Caitlin Bucher is really, really doing what she needs to do back there. She helps lead from back. She's a senior goalkeeper. And literally, she's been my goalkeeper since she was, and now she had some injuries, but basically since she was a freshman, she's come in and been our girls' keeper. And it's really been a testament to her, especially with the missed season last year, to stay on her game, stay on point, and be able to come out and play at the level that she's playing at.
You're on a roll right now. You beat Rolla, Father Tolton, and then the win last night over St. Francis Borgia.
It's good. Like I said, things are starting to move in the right direction. We have a very tough schedule coming up. We have Union on Monday, and then another conference opponent in Smith Cotton on Wednesday. So we are firing at the right time. Just hope we can keep these things going. And like I said, just learn to stay consistent so that when we get to the end of the season, that we're playing the way we want to play.
You talked about the conference. I think you have a conference win over the Capital City Lady Cavaliers, and they're having a very good year.
They really are. Travis is doing some great stuff with those girls. Again, another young squad over there. But you know, that just goes to show when you have some talent and you can get talent on the field, it really doesn't matter, freshman, junior, sophomore, senior. If they can play soccer and they're soccer players, they can compete at a higher level with younger players. And Travis is doing amazing stuff with that group over there. Hopefully we can do something with the conference, you know. It's still up in the air, Lady Crusaders are hoping to come out with a conference championship and a district championship by the end of the season.
As you look at your team today, what's your strength?
Defense, back to front, is very strong across the back, and then Izzy Lubert in the middle, just locking everything down for us. All around, I think our biggest strength is our ability to possess the ball and remain composed with the ball at our feet. We're in the past we've been a racing team where we just race from 18 to 18. The girls are really starting to realize that if we can just possess the ball and keep the ball from the other team and move them around and make them run back and forth, it really opens up the game for us and gives us the opportunities that we're looking for.
All right, today against St. James Academy, quick scouting report, number one key for you.
Really, the thing about St. James is with the missed season last year, I don't know too much about them. So what I tell my girls is it doesn't matter who we're playing. If we can play our game day in and day out, and play at the level we expect ourselves to play at and hold our players accountable on the field, then the opponent really shouldn't matter. That's, you know, Twelman is a very good coach. It's a great family from St. Louis. I know them well. I know they'll come in, ready to go. I know they'll be firing on all cylinders and a well-coached team. So we're ready to take on just about anybody, and hopefully today we come out with the result we're looking for.
And district right around the corner. You'll host district, won't you?
We are. Super excited. Three Jeff City schools, and then we have Rockbridge. So hopefully we can get some a seated position that we like, and the beauty is we get two home games out of it, and that's always an advantage when it comes to districts.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck today at the shootout.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me on.
Elias, Lady Crusaders head soccer coach Jay Hebenheimer. Again, it's the second day of the Elias shootout. 10 games in total, 5 yesterday, 5 today at the soccer field today. Noon will be Ozark against Cape Notre Dame. At 2 p.m., Sedalia Smith-Cotton takes on Sykeston. Then at 4 p.m., it's the Elias Lady Crusaders meeting St. James Academy out of the state of Kansas. Over at the football field at noon, Waynesville takes on St. Francis Borgia. At a 2 p.m., Columbia Rockbridge meets Union. We'll see you next week on The Coach's Show.
News Radio 950 KWOS and on FM at 104.5 KWOS Jefferson City, K283 CL Jefferson City. It's 8 o'clock.